The organisation's been pleading for changes to what's expected of it as it deals with the trend of falling deliveries. It's understood the consultation paper will suggest lots of different potential changes, including getting rid of the six-day universal service obligation, modifying targets, introducing alternative day deliveries, and allowing higher stamp prices. But these are all just ideas, and we aren't expecting firm proposals until after a three-month call for input.
The UK's most senior counter-terrorism officer says the Israel-Hamas wars radicalised Islamist extremists. He's also revealed a 25% jump in reports since it began. A woman named as 27-year-old Leah Senior has died after falling from a moving van in Wakefield. A man who is 25 has been arrested. Residents of Norwich are invited to light candles as police try to piece together what led to four members of the same family being found dead at home. It's understood a 45-year-old man lived there with two young girls while the woman was visiting. It stunned neighbours like Justin Sandifer.
It's just a really shocking sort of incident. It's a really strange time. This place is so quiet. It's a really nice place to live.
In sport, Arsenal will try to end a run of three straight defeats in all competitions in the lunchtime Premier League match with Crystal Palace. Mikel Arteta's side would move to within 2 points of leaders Liverpool with a win.
We better start to pick up points, that's for sure. We know that at this level you cannot have more slip-ups.
Hearts start their Edinburgh derby at League Two. Spartans in the fourth round of this Cup Final. World number one Iga Swiatek's out of this year's Australian Open tennis, losing to Czech teenager Linda Noskova in the third round. Britain's Cameron Norrie beat Casper Ruud to reach the last 16. And that's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon. How are we? Welcome to Phoenix 98 FM. And this is the weekend wind-up.
Yeah. They say I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm not here for long. Catch me or I go. Houdini, I come and I go. Prove you got the right to please me. Everybody knows. Catch me or I go. Houdini. If you're good enough, you'll find a way. Maybe you could cause a girl to change. Do you think about it night and day? Maybe you could be the one to make me stay.
Some of your Saturday afternoon with Spencer Carter and the Weekend Wind-Up. Great pop music, forgotten classics, and some laughs along the way. Every Saturday from midday, only on Phoenix FM.
Good afternoon, as I said, welcome, excuse me, to the Weekend Wind-Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Happy Saturday, how are you? Hope this finds you well today. Slowly getting through January, what a month, eh? Oh. I'll soon forget this one, I tell you, like many of you. I hope you will anyway, and whatever you're up to, it'd be great to have your company today, so thanks for tuning in. Now, if you want to get in touch, you can do. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com. Or hit me up on social media, The Weekend Wind-Up. Though not guaranteeing I will pick up every message, because you heard from Keith, I've made the fatal mistake of forgetting my phone charger today. So logging into my socials is going to be interesting. But get in touch, let me know what you're up to. If you've got any plans the weekend, you're celebrating anything, or you just want to leave a shout out, do let me know. It'd be great to hear from you. Got some great music, so we have a brand new A-list on the station, which is cracking. Gonna play loads from that. I've got a combined Danny's Choice and cover from another today. That man's a legend. What a suggestion. So all in all, great news, which is what we love. This is brand new, again from our A-list. This is the Jonas Brothers with Strong Enough.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted.
So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is. Just give me something good, pour me all your love. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down. Ooh. Make it strong enough, I'm never coming down.
Always say what I want when I'm faded, and I'm faded, oh. Put it on, play a song till we break it, till we break it. Only
immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, boy. There's no one like you around, oh baby. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you. I really like what you've done to me. I can't really explain it. I'm so into you.
So into you, featuring Abby Flynn, and I think Abby's related to Michelle Walsh on our station, who presents Eat My Brunch every day. I think it's her niece, actually. Might have that wrong. I will find out for you, but what a great track. Anyway, welcome back to the show, and I just want to remind you of something. If you haven't heard, this is great news for us. So, Darren Mutu, one of our great presenters here at Phoenix FM, he presents a show called 98 Not Out. He actually presents two shows because he's that greedy, that man. He presents Reggae Revival on a Wednesday, but he presents the cricketing podcast 98 Not Out. And the podcast has been shortlisted for the best cricket podcast in this year's Sports Podcast Awards. So congratulations to Darren. We're thrilled for him. We've all voted for him, obviously. But if you want to go on and vote, we would appreciate it. So go onto our website, www.phoenixfm.com. And you can vote for it, or find Darren and 98 Not Out on Facebook, on all your socials, and you'll see the links on there. He'd love your vote, and he produces such a great show, both shows, actually, and it'd be great if we saw him winning. We would love that. And also, we want to remind you, that, so I know we talk about this every week, And I'm still going to continue to do so because it's really important. That our friends at the Brentwood Food Bank, they are part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust. And obviously, they provide a critical service to the local community. And on the Tuesday before Christmas, the food bank fed 177 people in one day. Now, in this day and age, that's just not acceptable, is it? And with things like the 5% rise in the energy prices and the people kind of in kind of financial difficulties, it's only going to increase. So if they're looking for donations, if you can donate, they'd love it. You can email the group at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And they're on Facebook as well, and they're looking for things like tinned goods, so ham, corned beef, tuna, chilli, braising steak, toiletries like shampoos, deodorant, shower gels. Now, we are not asking people to donate. We know people are all struggling financially at the moment, but if you can in a shop and you see a buy one, get one free, or you see like a supermarket own brand item and you think you can afford it, pop it into your basket. Even if it's one item, it will make a difference, and the guys would love to hear from you. So if you can help them, they'd appreciate that. Thank you. Anyway, this next song is brand new for Ariana Grande. I'm quite excited by this song because I like it. And it sounds very 90s Madonna to me, but it's a great track. So if you haven't heard it, stay tuned, see if you like this. This is called Yes And...
FM travel news.
Okay, first travel update of the day from me today. Roads looking pretty good at the moment as you come off the A12 London bound at junction 28. The slip roads congested at the moment, no major problems, just heavy traffic, and also the usual travel spots of Wilson's Corner. Very congested at the moment as well. Temporary roadworks in place on the A128 around Herringate, which are causing some problems on the Billericay Road area as well. Apart from that, all looking pretty good. Now, London Underground, that's a different matter entirely. So, there are severe delays on the Central Line. There are minor delays on the Circle Line, Hammersmith and City Line, Metropolitan Line, Piccadilly Line. And there are planned closures on the Waterloo and City Line and the Elizabeth Line and the Docklands Light Railway. So if you are thinking of using the London Underground today, strongly advise, check with which line you're looking for with TfL to check that it's working okay. C2C at the moment don't seem to have any timetable alterations. Service is running okay, as is the Greater Anglia Network into Liverpool Street as well. So all looking not too bad, but I'll be able to update you again in the next hour. This is for James, who messaged in saying, could I play this? I haven't heard this for ages. What a choice. Thank you, sir. This is Andreas Johnson.
last row. Here she comes to this trash of man, and I'm ready to chase it all when she. She comes like a brand new day, belly dancing across the room. In the moonlight I watch her sway to her rhythm. I'll go as groom with grace.
Oh, two mice fell into a bucket of cream. Here's two guys that fell into a radio station to talk about movies on Phoenix FM.
It's that time again. We welcome Mr. Mark Searby into the studio to talk about the Phoenix Film and DVD review. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you, Spencer. You okay?
Yes, not bad. Not bad at all. How's things?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. I mean, obviously it's cold at the moment, but we'll push through it. We're dreaming of better weather. We'll get there.
I'd say I've got a friend, and she might even be listening. She lives in Canada, and she's been putting on there. They were at minus 35.
No, thank you.
And she was like, coat on, off to school. It was like, they just get on with it.
I know
they're obviously used to it, so they're equipped as a country to deal with that. But it just makes you laugh. I saw, as the usual news reports about, there was a slight dust in the snow. Are we closing the school? And it's like, oh dear.
Do you know, it's interesting you bring up snow and schools, because actually that fits in nicely with the first film we're going to review this week.
Love that. Look at that, seamless, as some would say.
Absolutely. So, in cinemas now, realistically, this should have been in cinemas back in December, really, because it's a Christmas movie. It's a Christmas movie. It's called The Holdovers, and it is
why is it delayed then? Sorry.
No, well, we don't know. This is the problem. No real reason at all. It wasn't scheduled to come out in December either. It came out in December in the States. It didn't here. It's out here now, which is a bit of a shame. So this is about a cranky history teacher at a private school who is forced to remain on campus over Christmas with a student who has no family plans. So you can see, it's a Christmas movie in January. And you're going to say, why would I want to watch a Christmas movie in January? We're moved on past that. That's fine. If I said this is the reteaming of actor Paul Giamatti and writer-director Alexander Payne, who did the amazing comedy Sideways years and years ago, which I think is now streaming on Disney Plus. They're back together again for this film. That should really pull you back in, because they just fit so well together, and they've just made a fantastic movie with The Holdovers. It's very funny. Paul Giamatti plays Professor Paul Hunnam, or, as the kids call him, Walleye. W-A-L-L-I-Y-E. E-Y-E. Because, and look, this is in the film, okay? It's not me. They're calling that because he's got a lazy eye.
I'm not laughing at that. Sorry, go on.
No, but in the movie, it's funny. This is the thing.
Oh, okay. And,
yeah, it's kind of meant to be a little bit sarcastic, a little bit funny. This is where the film really succeeds, because initially you'll laugh at the fact that the kid's calling that. But then over time you start to feel bad that you did actually laugh. You actually get to understand Paul Cunningham's mindset a lot more. But that takes time, because initially he does seem like a really cranky teacher, and he's the type of teacher you wouldn't want to have been taught by at all. He's really into his history, and he doesn't know, like the smallest thing about the Greek mythology or what the Romans did or anything, and he would throw the board rubber at you or something. That's the thing. But look, Christmas softens everybody. And what happens on the ground is that Hunnam slowly pulls down these figurative walls that he's put up, because he's spending time with Angus Tully, because the student who has been left behind. And also there, at school, is the school's cook. Now, all of them have different personalities, but the film shows how we can be influenced by those around us, and it actually be for good. All of them really nicely. All these opposites attack people together, and it gets through the humour. And the humour opens up to each of their own situation. Slowly, they start to build trust. Even to the point later on where Hunnam and Tully go on a trip to the city to watch a film. It's really touching, and it's really delightful in the way that sort of creeps up on you. It's a film that creeps up on you. You know, you've got this surrogate father-son relationship that's got real heart to it and real emotion, even though every step of the way, they don't like each other. Or at least they pretend they don't like each other. That's the clever thing about it, because over time, they start to warm to each other. Now, obviously, Paul Giamatti is a great actor. We know this.
He's superb actor.
Superb actor. And he puts it, you know, he's so good at virtually everything he's been in. I don't think I've seen him give a bad performance. I was trying to think about this over the past week. Don't think I have. He's just amazing in the lead role. You really love to hate Paul Honan initially. And then you just love him. You just absolutely love this character. And that's because of Giamatti. He slowly pulls you in. You just become won over by this character. Wonderful, wonderful performance. I noticed that he's getting a lot of awards nominations for this performance. Deserved. Whether he'll win, I don't know.
But he's getting the recognition, at least.
Absolutely. That's the thing. Then
do you think the film suffers because it's a January release?
I think the good thing is that in terms of awards nominations, they don't really take into account the time when it was released, just whether it's a good movie. Thankfully, it's not suffering because of that, and it is getting nominations across the board. It's just unfortunate here in the UK it's coming out in January, where people are like, we're done with Christmas, that's it. But that's a small byproduct. It's getting nominated. That's the most important thing. So Giamatti's being nominated. I would not be surprised to see Dominic Sessa, who plays Angus Tully, get nominated as well. He plays Angus in sort of a bratty way that you kind of sort of fall in love with as well. You kind of see yourself in him maybe a little bit as well, like that. Then you've got Divine Joy Randolph as Mary, the school cook, who you instantly love. From the first moment you meet her, she is wickedly funny and deeply sarcastic, just to the point where you're like, I don't know if I could like this woman anymore. And then she opens up about her private life, and suddenly tears, I think is the best way to describe it. Beautiful.
Oh, really?
Tears. Yeah, just wonderful. And I am absolutely saying now, this is the performance to beat in terms of supporting actress in any movie. I actually think it's Randolph's movie to awards to lose. I think this is a phenomenal performance from her in such a calm, relaxed, really funny way. I just love the way that these three actors have come together and just make this film an absolute delight to watch and also laugh at, because the film is a comedy. That's the thing. But it's sort of a reserved comedy as well. You'll get a few belly laughs out of it. You'll snort a few times as well. You'll chuckle all the way through it because it's so good. This movie is so wonderful. It's the type of adult movie that doesn't get enough recognition. You know, they still do make these types of movies, but they're never pushed out as big as this. I think, you know, it's like, this movie's like a warm blanket on a cold day, which is obviously perfect for at the moment. It's a movie to sink into. It's a movie to just let it come at you. Just take it all in. It's all the characters are brilliant. The story is a delight. The film is just filled with so much joy and humour and emotion. This one is an absolute delight. Absolutely loved this movie. I've seen it three times now, Spencer. It never gets boring. It's still as funny as well. And, you know, going back to the fact that it's a movie that has a cranky history teacher, I'm going to mark this movie A+.
Yeah, you haven't been this enthused about a film for a long time.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful, in a way that, as I said, it creeps up on you. That's the beauty of this movie. It really creeps up on you.
Oh, that sounds perfect. We'll add that to the list. Thank you very much. It's exciting to know. Next cab off the rank, please.
So streaming on Netflix now is a British movie called The Kitchen. And it's actually set in a dystopian London where Easy lives in a social housing community known as The Kitchen. And as the police try and force out the remaining tenants, Easy meets 12-year-old Benji, who is struggling to find his way in the world after his mother's death. Now, from the outside, this movie kind of appears to be like a violent dystopian thriller. Yet on the inside, it's a story about race and about class. And I think if you dig deeper than that, you've got, much like The Holdovers, a surrogate father-son relationship drama here as well. And all of the elements, I think, work nicely within this film. However, I think it's the central relationship between Izzy and Benji that works the best and really draws you in. You know, you've got this man, Izzy, who is working a dead-end job. He's saving up to buy a place outside of the kitchen in a new building that only the rich can afford. And the idea of him building a better life for himself is an intriguing plot within the film anyway. And it talks about raising oneself up and trying to find a better way of life. And he sees that by first getting out of the relentless struggle that is the kitchen. He's got a clear goal in sight and he doesn't want to deviate from it. He keeps his head down. He keeps working. He keeps getting the money. He goes home. He doesn't do anything else because he wants to move out. He knows what he needs to do. That all changes when he meets Benji. And this is a young kid who is at the time being lured into the ghetto criminal lifestyle that has appeared in the kitchen because he's got no parental guidance. He's trying to be brave, but he is still coming of age as well. That's the thing. And that's another element to this story, actually. It's a coming of age story as well. It's a good one at that as well. So you've got this young lad who's seeking out help. And it comes to him in the form of somebody who wasn't really recognizing and understanding where it was coming from. So there is this relationship drama there. Then you've got the wider picture, which is much more about racism within the kitchen and how the government and the police are doing everything inside and outside of their powers to keep those in the kitchen struggling and ultimately under constant fear of what comes next. I mean, that, look, yes, it's a dystopian thriller about society, but realistically, you know, it's operating from real life stories here. You know, this is the real world. You know, if you took this out of this tower block,
exactly.
It's disturbing, it's harrowing, it's horrible, yet it's all
based. Does it feel real?
The interesting thing about it is, even though it looks futuristic, it all feels very real. When they're trapped in their apartments because the police are trying to ram raid into their apartments, It feels real. Where
that's the thing
away.
I often find about futuristic. Sorry to interrupt again, but about futuristic things in dystopian, that quite often it goes into the realms of sci-fi fantasy and it doesn't keep that kind of grounding. So that's interesting to know.
Yeah, I think that's all to do with the fact that, you know, you have. This is co-directed by Daniel Kaluuya, who, you know, a lot of people will know, obviously, from his performances in Black Panther and a lot of TV work as well. I mean, his work with Jordan Peele, you know, I think it was last year Nope came out, and it was a great film and that. So, you know, this is a co-production between him, Daniel Kaluuya and Kibwe Tavares. This is both of their first movies. Really interesting piece of work. As I said, it's a dystopian movie. It's got that element in there, but that's kind of the entry point, I think. It sort of lures you in with a Blade Runner type look about the kitchen. Then you've got a couple of sci-fi elements in the film as well, which I won't spoil too much either, but really those are the entry points. And then you've got this movie exploring the deeper themes about race and about class. And as I said, it's coming of age drama as well. It's about somebody trying to pick themselves up as well. And I think there are a lot of important themes in this movie. And it is, yes, it's a heady mix. It's a tough mix. Yeah, I think it works really, really well. I think it's a movie that speaks on so many different levels, and it works. And it's a movie that actually, strangely, considering all of the nastiness in it, there's an uplifting vibe to it towards the end. And I like that about it. I felt like I'd come out and...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I felt like I'd been put through the ringer, but at the same time I came out and there was sort of a freedom feeling to it as well. So, yeah, while, as I said, it looks miserable because it is a dystopian thriller, it's more than that. It's more than that, and it is one of these that has got so much going on. So, yeah, I was impressed with this. I was really impressed with this. Wasn't sure what to expect, and what I got was not what I expected, and I came out, and I was pleased.
Look at us, two positives this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, we love that. Okay, thank you very much for today. Appreciate it. Do we have anything like that next week?
Okay, so next week we will be reviewing a British movie called All of Us Strangers, starring Andrew Scott, which is actually getting quite a lot of awards love at the moment.
Yeah, I'm seeing lots of rumours about and murmurings about that.
Yeah, so that's in cinemas. We'll be reviewing that. And then on DVD and Blu-ray, we will review a new movie starring Tilda Swinton. It's called The Eternal Daughter. Tilda Swinton.
I bet I don't know who Tilda Swinton is.
Oh, dear, honestly. Yeah, there we go. So we're going to do Eternal Daughter. And then if you subscribe to the podcast, we're actually going to do a movie that is set and filmed in Essex. This is a movie called This Blessed Plot. And it is from...
Right.
It's a very small, independent movie. And I thought, you know what? We're in Essex. We've got to review a movie that's shot and set in Essex. And they talk about Essex as well, all the way through it. Essex is a big character in this movie. So we're going to review that if you subscribe to the podcast.
Looking forward to it. So thank you very much, my friend. I will see you next week, and you have a good weekend.
I will do, you too.
You take care.
Miss this week's film reviews? Then listen again on phoenixfm.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't feature, and all alone,
a pit mix, she was just skin and bones. Daddy found in a deep ditch on his way home. He said she hopped right up when he opened his door. When you feel that kind of feeling, son, you found yours. The age of 17, worked all summer long, washing cars and pulling weeds from your neighbor's lawn. Well, it wasn't no king ranch, but she was paid for. And you find that kind of freedom, buddy, you found yours. Stole that kiss on her daddy's front porch. That feeling that you're feeling, buddy, you found yours. Whoa, you found yours. Turns to two little feet running up and down the hall. Now it's plain as day what you're down here for. You were looking for a reason.
Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.